Bara. It's a bird past tense. Actually, it comes from a verb meaning to create. Now, in Hebrew, there are different what's called structures of the verb. All right? The main number one beginning in Hebrew is called pa'al. P-A-A-L. Pa'al. It means that's the basic meaning of the word. And when it's in the pa'al form, it only refers to God. Doesn't refer to anything else. In Joshua, where Joshua told the man to cut down the trees, make yourself this, he used the word para, but it's not in the pa'al form. Man can actually do things, but man cannot create something that doesn't, he can't see. Man has to see something before he can create, right? So man sees a tree, he can create something out of the tree, right? But he can't create a tree. Only creator can create a tree, right? All right. So we get into this thing. And so we have this word, it's very important now, that we learn what this means. There are other definitions of that word, which I'm going to be going through. When you begin to make something, you begin to form something, you begin to establish something, you can make something that big and bring it down small, right? Or you make something small and make it big, right? When the word of God here, create, means it doesn't get small. It gets bigger, expands, bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It keeps getting larger and larger. That's the basic meaning of this word that we have, which is para. It expands. Think of it like a seed. You put a seed into the ground, what happens to the seed? It expands. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then comes a plant or a tree. So let's kind of have a look at it when God began to create the physical earth, the physical world. It got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. We know for a fact, scientists know the fact that as time goes by, they know that the moon has been moving slowly, expanding farther away from the earth. We also know that the earth is expanding farther away from the sun. All planets standing, they're not drawing closer, they're expanding outwardly, away. We know that the galaxies are expanding outwardly and getting out and getting farther and farther apart. That's the scientific thing of how they made time. You have to do it in life. No one goes to that today. It's confusing. And the reason why I want to talk about this word, we say it every time we say the wine, right? Blessed are the wine. Baruch HaKavim, El-Ehidu, Para. Pore means the fruit, Kavim means the vine. Pore, Baruch HaKavim, El-Ehidu, Para. I can say it now. Anyway, in that word, that sentence is the word create. And God is the creator of the fruit of the vine. So we use that para. It's the same word. It's pare. Pare. I'm sorry, it is present tense, pare, not para. Para is past tense, pare is present tense. Okay, you got me there. I knew I had it right, just couldn't figure out how it was. Get myself all tangled up in my Hebrew myself. So in a sense, he's creating that through the mind constantly, isn't he? Why don't you learn some Hebrew sayings? If not, it's very important. I'm going to tell you how important that's doing. I want to hear some words. Kane. Say Kane. Kane. Alright. All that means is get. Oh, it's a commandment. Get it. Cut it. We got that. Cut it. Okay? And talk. Hot mom. Kane hot mom. Hot mom. Kane hot mom. Hot mom is understanding. I'm sorry, it's wisdom. It's wisdom. So, you know, and Proverbs says, it's a commandment, you know, get wisdom, or kane kama, hakma, today hakma. They use those words. The next thing it says there is kane vina, kane vina, 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 kane vina. Vina means what does vina mean? Understanding. Kane means understanding. Now, the reason why I'm using the word vina today is vina is because I want you to understand something about that Hebrew word. We have translated into the word understanding. It's kind of a not a good one. It's more closely connected with what we have meaning of intelligence. Get smart. Get educated. Now, you will never receive a PhD from God when you get understanding from Him. You never receive an MA. You never receive a BA, you won't receive a PS. You receive absolutely nothing from God. He will give you no degree whatsoever. Because that's not what He gives. But what He gives you, so He says, when you are to what? Kane vina, get intelligent. Get smart. Not just understanding. Because the word English word understanding kind of says, well, I know these facts and I got to understand what's going on. But I just know it. I don't want to understand. So we can do that in English, can't we? But in Hebrew, you can't. In Hebrew, it's commanded for you to get smart. You know what things you have to do? You have to get smart. That means you've got to do some studying. That means you've got to do some listening to the word. Listening to what the Word of God says. With that in mind, what does para mean? Para? Mean create, right? So now you got smart. It's just not a word that you do, now you got smart that you know what it means. And you understand what it means. Now you got a degree. You got something from God tells you something. He tells you that. Now you've got smart on understanding one thing. Create. Alright. Now we're not going to live there. Certain areas of the Bible that we're going to get smart on. Right? We have to stop and think, what is it that the Word, and what did I say last week the Word was? The Word. Oh my. Bereshit, getting all close to it.
Bereshit.
Okay, what does John said, I read last week, in the beginning was the Word. So we talk about the Word, we're talking about who? Alright, so what we're learning from, and Jesus said this, you will be taught by God. Everything you are learning, you learn from God. You don't learn from me. Because I can't tell you that, Only God can. Everything you understand about the Word of God is not because you've learned to such a good speaker, or a good CD, or a good DVD, or maybe a good book. That is not getting smart. The Word of God is getting smart. And so now we have that the Word, the living Word of God, in Yeshua, what we always said before, that the Torah is the what? The living Word of God. Torah is the Word, of course, we call it also the Torah, the Book of Life. Let's call that, right? Because inside all, the Torah, Jesus said, it talks about who? In the very beginning, it talks about him. The very first word talks about him. Right? Genesis 1:21, God created upon Arah, great whales, and every living creature that moves. We got this picture, right? 27, 22, and God created man in his own image. You know, those are the only two places in Genesis chapter 1. The word para is used in all the first chapter. Verse 1. Verse 21. And verse 27. All the other ones, when God said, let there be light, he didn't use the word para. Let the waters separate from one another. He didn't use the word para. Let the lamb bring forth. He didn't use the word para. Right? Different Hebrew word. We won't go to that today, but he was going to say about creation. What did God use to create that is heaven and the earth?
His word.
His word is not visible. Correct? You cannot see the Word of God. It's invisible. Everything that is physical, that you see with your eyes, you measure with your hand, measure with instruments, you see way out there in empty space, all of the galaxy, everything you see came from that which was not seen. God did not create something out of nothing. He created something that always was. What was always there? Him. His word. That's the reason why Jesus has said he is the one who created everything. And he created for what reason? For what? For his pleasure. Let me ask you a question. Why are we here today? For us to learn about God? Is for us to be educated? Us to get smart? Why are we here today for? For his pleasure. We're only here for his pleasure. For his purpose. Not for ours. We're not here for us. We're not here on this physical earth for any reason whatsoever except for his will. Now, in the beginning, before there was anything physically made, what does the scripture also say? Long before the foundations of this world were formed, created, what did he have in mind? Us! So, you see how far you've existed. You have existed for eternity. You have always been. Right? We also know that since you've always been, he can make you unbend. He can cease your existence, right? Because if that's his will, he will do it, right? So we understand something that we are part of eternity. We are part of creation. Remember God, Apostle John, Paul, He says the earth moans and groans. Also, we moan and groan. Now see, how can the earth, that is an inanimate object, moan and groan? Waiting for the sons of God to come back. Think of the word create. It's like a make, create a new heaven and a new earth. Right?
There's a verse in Psalms that says the massive misjudgment of humanity shakes the very foundation of the world. So our damage has done a number. I don't know if that can undo it, but.
Yes.
Well, but it says also that since the earth dries out,
yeah.
Well, in other words, in the new heavens and the new earth, wherein righteousness dwells. So, in other words, the whole of our function will be to please God, not for Him to please us.
Correct.
And having said that, that really points out the wrong ideology of what I remember of being part of the church, the Greek thinking church. How many times do you come away going, oh, that was a good sermon, or that worship was really lovely? Really, that should never enter our mind. It should be, did God enjoy our worship? Did He enjoy that sermon?
See, we are part of what the very first letter in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1, is. The first letter is a feedback. Within is the beginning, and in the beginning, something happened, a creation took place. Now, who did the creating? And God says Elohim. Right? So, you know, the Elohim did the part. We haven't gotten into the word Elohim yet. I don't think I'll reach into it today, but I do want you to explain something very important about the word all and the moment. The Allah always means strength. And what creature does Olive represent?
Us.
Ox or a bull. Male bull. Don't think of an ox like a water buffalo ox or this ox that we have here in our country. The ox is not a, but I'm really not translated properly. It means a bull. An animal that is a male and has horns and is very strong. And it lowers its head. And it's going to be strong. It's going to do damage. And the llama is what? It's a staff. So we have a strong staff. That's what's in the hands. That's where, yes.
Doesn't the olive also represent the leadership, does it not?
Yeah, this is the reason why. Now stop and think about this. This is the reason why. They made two golden calves. They made two strong things. And they understood that Allah represented strength, power.
Well, He called Himself.
And that's why they said, this is your Elohim that leads you forth.
Oh, Israel.
And in those words, understand, we have to look back and say, okay, so God is the one that has the staff and the power, right? That's where L's also, right? We said that? Okay. We'll get more detail about that later. So when we use these Hebrew words, we're getting smart, right? We're getting smart about that word. Now, of course, it's a plural word, Elohim. What does that mean? Multiples of strength and leadership. He has many things that he is strong in and many things he leads in. Okay? That's the kind of basic concept of the word Elohim. Right? There'll be more to that. I don't want you to understand that point. So, in the beginning, a very strong, powerful leader had many, many strength and powers to create something. What did he create?
Yes, he created the heavens and the earth.
Now, where did man come from?
He created
the earth. Now, he didn't say he created man. He formed man out of the earth. And therefore, because we came from the earth, we will return back to the earth. Right? When he created man, a very interesting word here that has to do with he breathed into the nostrils, and the man became something. A living soul. That's a different word. Nefesh is entirely different meaning interpretation. We will get to that point. But I'll get you to the point here to understand that before we finish this word of create, I want you to have a picture that God is going to create something in our eyes out of nothing. But technically speaking, he's going to create something that's not seen. Let me ask you a question. The church is not seen. You think the church is seen? You have an awful lot of people, an awful lot of different kind of organizations. They're in this church, that's a building, a physical, the ecclesia, but you got it. But do you know who in that church, or that group of people, that ecclesia, really and truly is unseen? But God sees. This is the whole thing about the book of Revelation, talking about the mark on their forehead. It is God who sees. Man cannot see. Spirit can see. Man cannot see. Because it's not physically seen. We all like to feel and have this thing in our hearts and our mind that we have the spirit of the living God in us. That's me. What does it look like? Have you seen it? You can't look in the mirror and see it like so, can you? It's completely gone. It's invisible. For everything, the Apostle Paul wrote, or I think it's the author of Matthew, everything that is physical came from the unseen. In the theory of evolution, which you'll find out in some of those translations you have, even from the one that you get from the Jewish Publication Society, it kind of thinks that God made something that was not seen. That's not what Hebrew says. He created things that were, they say he created things that were not invisible, not invisible, but didn't exist before. The Big Bang Theory concept, right? Big Bang Theory is very, very strong in both Christian worlds and in the Jewish world. Big Bang Theory. They kind of come believe there are probably 14 billion years in the history of mankind. I think it's 14 billion, plus or minus.
5 billion.
Plus or minus 5 or 6 billion, I don't know. They throw these numbers all over the place, but technically speaking, mankind has existed before mankind was. Existed within that which is unseen. And when he opened up his mouth, use that word, things came forth out of his mouth. Not physically, but you know what I'm saying? He spoke and it came. He spoke and it came. He spoke and it came. The word God. The Messiah. Yes? Spirit, His word, or life.
Life.
Cannot see spirit. And you cannot see. What's it? You cannot see life. You cannot see life. You think you're life? No, you can't see life. All you're seeing is flesh and blood. All you're seeing is the air and the air. All you're seeing is the way the wind moves. All you're seeing is galaxy. All you're seeing is things that about you. You don't see life. Do you? Technically speaking, you don't see life. It's unseen. Because Jesus said in John 6:63, what did I say? The words I speak are spirit, and the words I speak are life. So you can't see them. Right? So in the beginning, when he began to create, he created that which was from physical stuff we have, created from that which was not seen. So life came from life. You can't have life come from something that did not exist. You understand what I'm saying? Life had to come from something that had life. It doesn't happen any other way. The reason why you get to breathe is because something had nefesh before you got nefesh. Right?
So we have the word create.
Is there any question about the word create? All defers to God.
There are some things I do want.
Isaiah 57, verse 19. You know, there's a problem, I don't know if it's here or not. You know, they said there'd be peace, peace, and there is no peace. You want to get no peace? Isaiah 57, verse 19. I, para, the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, says the Lord, I will heal him.
It is God who creates. He opens up, he creates peace. He also creates something else. What else does he create?
Sorry, what?
Lack of peace.
I guess you could put it that way, right?
They get the peace table.
He says it is him. When everything falls apart, if it's a conspiracy, it is me.
Yeah. So I had it here in my notes. I don't have it around a fan. Maybe somebody can find it for me. I create evil. I create evil. How do you know that he creates evil? But that was created before the tree. I mean, he already had that in his existence before the tree came into existence. Remember? Yes.
Because people don't create evil.
Sorry?
People create evil.
People don't create people, they use evil. They have knowledge of evil, and they have knowledge of good. Our function in our world, we won't give the word good, won't give the word evil yet, because that's way down the line yet. But our function is to create, or see, we should have and constantly the knowledge of good, overpowering the knowledge of evil. I won't explain the word evil yet. It's a very interesting Hebrew word, but don't think of it as a general term. And when we get to the Garden of Eden, and we talk about the tree of life, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, we'll explain it. Yes?
Anything that is, he had to create.
He had to create. Now, we have this person we think of called Lucifer.
Yes.
He was what? Perfect. In the day that he was created. All right, so now, did the devil create evil? Did the devil create wickedness? Did the devil create the things? What did the devil create? If I say he created it.
Mischief.
He's the father of
lies.
Alright. We gotta get that particular part into our mind. Because see, that's what it is. Now, what is a lie?
Contrary to God's word.
Simplicity of the matter. Okay? So everything is the opposite. And like many times I said before, you know, you think you'd be scared by seeing this unknown false Messiah coming on the scene. You know the easiest way to spot
him?
He ain't gonna lie. He ain't gonna lie. That's the plainest you can get it. You can't get out of that trick. He ain't gonna lie. He's gonna be just the opposite of. He says, I am the truth. And then he tells in John 17th chapter, and he says, thy word is truth. So everything is all well met. It's the opposite of what God created. God didn't create truth, did he? God is truth. Right? God is light. God is spirit. That's what he is. Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all of his work which he had wrought. And
what's the other word?
What's the other word?
Made.
Now wait a minute. There's two different words here. What is the difference between create and make?
Made, you're using something that already exists.
Yeah, that's the simplicity of the matter. So we go through and we look at this chapter 1, we find that he created, chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, I what? Created the heavens and the earth. What did he do in the remainder of the chapter? He formed, he fashioned, he made, he brought about. You came up from something that was made already. You came up from the earth. The trees came up from something that was made already. The earth. The birds in the air came up from something that was already made. The earth. Animal came up from something that was already made. The earth. So he rested from two things. The reason why it's important for us to understand the difference here is because when we walk into the first two, we need to understand what it really is telling us. Verse 1 says, tells us, created. The remainder of the chapters tells us, he formed. He established. He put together something. Yes?
What is that word?
Torah.
No, the one
for me. I'm not there yet. I'm not going to talk about that one yet. Sassy, you have it tonight.
Wait.
You can look it up yourself, all right?
Okay.
It should motivate you. Now, what does that word really mean? Find out what it means. Because it really does. I want you to be able to, in a way, what it says. Because my motivation, and all what I'm doing here, is for one thing only. I want you to understand this. I want you to convey Ma. I want you to get wisdom. I want you to kane vina. Get smart. That's a commandment. That's not me, it's a commandment. It's in Proverbs. Sometimes I don't say that you have to spend hours and hours and hours, because you can't spend hours and hours in studying. You have to spend some hours and hours with God, because he's not going to give you a degree. Either you fail or you pass. There is no in between the things. Yes?
I just want to say God gives you a WDGFS. A well done, good and faithful.
only because you have done this. You have decided to get wisdom, and you decided to get smart.
That's six letters.
Now, we stick our nose in the Word of God, right? Now, I want you to be careful. I don't like the three months. I want you to get a hold of it's not. I'm really serious about this. Get a hold of it's not. See those Hebrew words. Because everything you could get smart on is within the Torah. Right? Get used to the words, get used to seeing, get used to the language. Don't try to analyze it into English yet. Just get used to the words, and then you find out, I'm curious, what does that word really mean? And then you can do some research. You start getting smart. Wisdom has to come first. Get wise first. First thing you got to get wise on is what? The Hebrew. Learn the Hebrew. Get wise. Get smart. By understanding it later. But you know, get wise. Wisdom comes from where? The Word of God. Wisdom comes from?
Understanding.
All right. I'm going to hammer this in on you. You understand? Because what's going to happen? Something. I'm going to be around here forever, you know. You get people going to say, okay, where is the Word? Well, that Word is right there at the beginning. You start thinking about that. You start asking yourself, God will. Isn't that right? Go to what James says. Let's look at the book of James. Go to Bible. James. Oh, James is a one-liner statement kind of guy. He makes this statement, and he makes this statement. We kind of put them all together. But James doesn't do that. He's a one-liner statement guy. He makes a statement, then he goes on to the next statement, which is not related to the first one. All right, James, chapter 1. Verse 2. My brethren, count all joy when you fall into diverse trials. No, we don't do that. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience live out as perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Verse 5. If any of you lack what? Lack what? Hakma. We're talking about the Word of the Living God here. I'm not talking about, I gotta go to college to learn to get smart. Because college doesn't teach Hakma. Only God does. You get a PhD from anywhere you want, but you don't get it from God. The PhD is actually nothing to him. Just the thing man came up with. Has no value to your life, has no value to your existence, has no value to your being. It's only valuable to the world. You'll get big paychecks or you get recognition and people pat you in the back and they say, oh, what a smart person. That's what you get. But see, that is like what you say, you got your reward. Right? Okay, that's your reward. By the way, it's going to perish. Like everything else. Has no value. But Hakma has value. Alright? Use that word. Hakma. Hakma. Yes? Hakma. I just get out of dance and have that every morning. The other one is get smart. Alright, let's continue on here. Verse 5. If you let Hakma, let him ask of God, who gives all liberally without reproach. He doesn't hold it back. So who do you go to get wisdom from? You can't get it from people. You can't get it from a teacher. Me. You can't get it from me. I cannot give you Hakma. I don't know how. I don't have, quote, I'm not, quote, the Word. All right? I'm just a flesh and blood person who's going to live and die like everybody else. Right? And he said it now. Verse 6. Oh, what does this mean? But let him ask in faith with no doubting. Don't answer this question. Doubting, we kind of have a, not really a good word. It's sort of like saying, I ask you, Hakma, but I say, I know you won't give it to me, because I'm not that smart. That doesn't work. He's not give it to you. You don't ask God. You don't put a little clause down there. You don't put it, by the way, this, however. Don't put howlers. Don't put any buts there. Don't put anything there. Just ask. Now, sometimes we think, if I ask, when will I know he'll give it to me? That's still doubtful. He says he will give what? Abundantly and without what? No hesitation, no holding back, no bars, no strings, no nothing. Right? But you understand what I'm saying? Now, when you start getting Hakma, the Creator,
is creating inside of you. He is already inside of you. He's building inside of you. He's forming inside of you. His word. He's forming inside of you His word. What else would He want to put there? Would He want to put there something that has no value? Would He want to put something there that has no life? Would He want to put something there that has no meaning? We also spoke of Romans. We definitely know this. If Christ be in you, we heard that word, right? What a wonderful word. I want you to get a little closer to that word. If the word is in you, all right, learn to think those words. If Chokmah is in you, right? It's going to grow, it's going to expand, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm dwelling on this word of pray, because I want you to think about it, is you knowing that God is the one who's creating a whole new world. He is in the form of creating a whole new heaven and a whole new earth, and He is creating inside of you the word. Nothing else has any value. Does that make sense to you? So don't ask and say, but, listen very carefully. Not that man suppose that he'll receive anything from the Lord. Don't expect that you're going to get Chokmah from God. If you have this concept and belief that you're not smart enough, you're not clever enough, you're not brilliant enough, you need a PhD, you need to learn all the Hebrew language, all the Hebrew words, you need to be able to understand the difference in Greek, you need all sorts of the things of this world, you need to know that to get yourself a big, big placard and say, look, I know, I understand, I'm a rabbi, what's the big name rabbi? Ready? They call them? Yeah. Anyway, a teacher of all teachers, the scholar of all scholars, smart, smart of all smarts, the brilliant of all brilliant. Won't get you anywhere. Because see, he didn't preach your belief, did he? He said, I'll do it with what? No reproach. You don't have to have a condition that makes you smart. Only God can get you smart. Only God can provide the word in you. Only God can give you understanding. Only God can get you to be smart. You can't get smart on your own. Even though it says, get smart. You're going to have to go to one place that's going to teach you, right? The only thing smart going to come out of that thing is the Word of Living God. All right? So I want to encourage you, all of you here today, that you are becoming, careful of my words, you are becoming Elohim. I won't go into that. Explanation point in time, but you are being processed, you're being formed into becoming the Word of the Living God. Yes?
I just was thinking, Richard, as you were saying that, that's why Yeshua picked 12 Am Horet, people of the land, and not 12 PhD Pharisees.
You're a fisherman.
Uneducated. It's true, that's why.
This is why it's good to be of faith, not anything, because you don't have to be brought down low. You don't have to be crashed. You don't have to do.
Yeah.
But God says, I have to do evil against you, but you're smart.
You have to be ready.
Sure. We
just have to be expanded.
I'm going to get that word when we get there. It's a long way yet to go. But I just want to encourage you. Read my very, very interesting that we learn to understand something about creation. We understand about what means when He says, I create. He's going to create a new heart. He's going to create a new mind. He's going to create a new man. It's not you creating a new man. It is the Word of God creating a man in you. How does He create a new man in you? By getting Chokmah.
Amen.
All right? By getting Chokmah. What you ask for, you ask God for Chokmah. Right? You want that. You want that. You want wisdom. And He is the one who's going to grant you the wisdom. And the next thing you want to get is what? The knowledge. That's what you're smart. Or we call it English for understanding. You want to get the only degree, or you can call it a degree, that you'll ever receive from God is eternal life.
That's good.
Okay, that's more important than any other.
Amen.
All right. And so we can't learn anything from the Word or the written Word of God if we come to our God and say, I want to and I desire from you, so you are the Creator, you created heaven and you created earth, and inside of that creation, you are full of wisdom, you're full of understanding, you're full of being a spark, and I want that. Because I want to be where you're at. Everything that we do physically in this life, everything we do physically in this life, whether it's getting up in the morning, whether it's going to work, whether it's building a house, whether it's washing a car, everything we do physically has a direct relationship to the spirit world. Why is there such thing as clean living? Why are such things that we must learn to wash our hands? Everybody will learn that in Job and three other places in the Bible to talk about why we should wash our hands. You know, wash it physically for a spiritual purpose. Not because we don't get sick, not because our hands are dirty when you eat the dirty, rotten food. Because that Jesus said, you got the wrong idea of Pharisees. And the disciples didn't wash their hands right, and they ate the corn right off the hot. They didn't wash themselves. They didn't understand. They were trying to make what's called righteousness in their own ways, righteousness in their own eyes, become righteous by trying to become chachma without the eternal. All right? You understand what I'm saying so far? Any questions? Any ideas? Any thoughts? This is going to come to an end here. But so God through two words. We will come back to this word next week. I'll say it again. And we'll get in the next break. We'll go back into more of the Elohim. And I hope to be able to reach the word 10. All right? Yes.
I just have a question to ask everybody.
Oh, I thought to do this.
It has to do with that. When we do that. How many of you don't know the Alphabet?
Oh, I will next week.
Okay, just a minute. Let me take the mic. Any of you know Debbie Friedman's take all of that Ben Gimbal? Hey, any of you don't know of that? No. Okay, it's a CD. We say A B. How do you say maybe C?
ABC.
We call it a little star. All right. Well, we have it. Well,
so stay tuned.
The Hebrew has
all of that
I'm saying. It really helps. When we took Hebrew, we didn't even know the alphabet. We didn't know what the letters looked like. And then we had to learn the sounds. There are several rulers or lists, and I'll put forth effort this week to get sheets to where you can look at what the letters are, what the name of the letters are, and I'll make some copies of CDs so you can learn.
And you? Yeah. One more thing. If you buy it tonight, in the very beginning, it'll tell you all the letters. And probably some of them will tell you what they mean. There's several meanings to the different letters. So we won't go into them today. Only went into one or two of them. But they have three of them I went to. But it's just they have certain meanings. And sometimes they apply in this location, but doesn't apply in that location. The other meaning applies in that location. All right, we won't go there.
But it's nice to know what a lament looks like.
Yeah. Right, yes. Well, I said, that's why I want you to get it to us.
Yeah. But,
okay.
You also have to say, what is that and how do you. Or Allah. It has no sound. So, we'll put forth effort that this week to bring some papers for those that are the same as we were when we were sitting there and they were saying words and we thought.
We're going to learn how to speak Hebrew. That's what we're after, but learn to understand what it says.